Newmarket resident Mary Kennett has witnessed many accidents and close calls at the intersection of William Rowe Boulevard and Dixon Boulevard for 27 years. She and other residents in the neighborhood banded together to push for an all-way stop at the intersection about 4 years ago. After years of lobbying, regulatory changes meant town council decided June 5 to work to grant that request. Kennett and three other residents were in attendance to see the vote happen. "It's a step in the right direction," Kennett said. "We've been heard, and that's all we can ask for." Council directed staff to move toward installing an all-way stop today, even though staff had indicated previously that traffic counts found that the intersection did not warrant an all-way stop. The intersection is currently a two-way stop along Dixon, with residents concerned by traffic speeding in and out of Yonge Street. But things have changed after a new safety review, according to Engineering Services Director Rachel Prudhomme. She said changes to the Ontario Traffic Manual meant that the conditions at the intersection would now warrant a four-way stop. The province has not yet converted its policies to match the provincial updates, but she asked for direction to proceed toward putting a four-way stop in place without waiting months for a policy update. Councillor Bob Quappis said he and the staff worked diligently over the years to address the concerns. The town has implemented other measures, such as line painting and bollards, to slow traffic at the intersection. "We're working really hard in order to make that intersection safer," Quappis said. "The roads are not aligned horizontally or vertically, therefore, making that intersection very difficult to maneuver. The residents have witnessed many, many accidents." Prudhomme said 15 accidents are confirmed at the intersection over the past 5 years, which would exclude smaller ones like fender benders or non-reported accidents. Quappis expressed appreciation to staff for the effort. "I know it's been one of those very difficult intersections where you know there's an issue, but your hands are tied because you can't really do what you want to do because of the limitations of the Ontario Traffic Manual," Quappis said. "It is a long time coming from residents in the neighborhood." Kennett said any residents who want to see changes at an intersection should be sure to gather facts and details to use. "Be persistent," she said. "Don't give up."